This year's Christmas bird counts from all over the eastern half of the United States and Canada had record numbers of robins. On New Year's Eve, there was a flock of about 20 on Peabody Street in Duluth, pigging out on mountain ash berries. And there have been enormous flocks of Bohemian waxwings moving about along the north shore of Lake Superior, and even a handful of cedar waxwings, which are usually all gone from up here by now. And bluebirds have been visiting some bird feeders in northern Wisconsin. If you happen to have bluebirds or robins and want to help them out, Carol Henderson's book, Wild About Birds, the DNR Bird Feeding Guide, suggests offering mealworms and a high-protein mixture made up of 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 cup of rendered suet, 1 cup of peanut hearts, 1 cup of tiny currants, 4 cups of yellow cornmeal, 1 cup of flour, and 1 cup of shelled sunflower chips. Mix well. I've put this recipe on my webpage, or you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to For the Birds in care of the station, and I'll send it to you. And speaking of feeding birds, here's a word from our sponsor.
This is Jim Baker. You know, back in 1987, I retreated into the woods with nothing but my blue jays and my bagpipes to get away from civilization. Still hear from friends and family occasionally, especially around Christmas, and they keep asking me why I don't come back to so-called normal life. And every now and then I start thinking about some of the things I miss, especially when it gets to 20 below and my frosted-up cabin windows are shaking in the wind and snow piles up so high against my door that the only way I can get to my wood pile to keep the fire going is to climb out the window. And then, when I finally manage to shovel my way to the back door, I realize it's locked. And the key is inside, so I have to climb in through the window again, and with my bad back. I'm getting way too old for this. And this year, most of my blue jays have hightailed it out of here and headed south, leaving me to face the winter of my discontent pretty much alone. So I start thinking to myself, hey, leaving this jay-forsaken place wouldn't really be that bad, would it? But every time something happens to shake me back into reality, like last week, for instance, when I was spreading a Duluth News Tribune under my bird cages, I came across an article that stopped me cold. This so-called news story was that Jack Nicholson does not use Viagra. Wow. Are 1999 news stories all going to revolve around over-the-hill celebrities and whether they do or don't use Viagra? No, they aren't. Another news story I heard was about some French restaurant where the chef was lacing dinners with Viagra. I wonder if he was calling it the quicker picker upper supper. And then I started thinking about this whole presidential business, how our choices last time were between a Republican, who now serves as a spokesman for Viagra, and a Democrat, who needs a powerful antidote to Viagra. And I thought, nope, I'm happy right where I am, up the shore a ways from all that. I may not have as many jays as usual this year, but even a handful of jays and some peace and quiet are better than dealing with this so-called civilization. So if you want to escape the bizarre reality that we call the 1990s and enjoy some peace and quiet with nature's perfect bird, fill your feeders with the bird food guaranteed not to be laced with Viagra, Baker's Blue Jay Blend, available only at Baker's Blue Jay Barn, up the shore a ways. It's unimpeachably delicious.
That was Jim Baker, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.